Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Guys, welcome to another episode of PSJ Speaks, episode 3. Well, guys, this week, Mackerel at it again. You get me? We'll be talking about Calabar, who's in the spotlight, not necessarily about champs, but yeah.
Casey Holloway.
Of course.
Bridget, she out there with them.
Oh, yes. We never get to follow that though.
We'll also be talking about friendships, guys. What kind of friend are you? You, and
I'm the
you.
Best.
Whitney, Rochelle, and Lionel. PSJ speaks and it's going down. Conversations and they keeping it real. Holding nothing back, yeah, you know what it is. Hey, repping Jamaica, no doubt about it. Talk relationships to food and even travel. Plenty conversations and they keeping it real. Holding nothing back, yeah, you know what it is. Hey, PSJ speaks. Let's go. PSJ speaks. Woo!
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me, for sure,
that's what friends are for.
Excuse me.
Me now.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so Rochelle.
Yeah.
I know said this never up on your agenda, but I want to hear about last night. I can't take with you last night, little bit.
Last night was awesome.
It was so fun. Like,
first of all, y'all bitches can't do your girl like that.
Like, what?
So my heart is rather weak.
Yeah, Rochelle reach across the road.
You're going to co-op with them something. Yeah, I understand.
It was so.
Rochelle
frightened, yo. Oh my God.
I was so frightened, Brittany. I'm all Lord still.
The people them next door must have wondered. Yo. So the place quiet for so long.
You never get any hint from Monique. Like, she did her job, she executed perfectly.
Bro. She's like, are you ready? So they can give me 15 minutes, please. Well, I'm on high 95, so take all the 15 minutes. I'm like, shit. I just run out in the car. I lose on the foot. Stop love, no?
Yes.
And that car, you come out with your heels.
Yes, I'm bringing it in the car. And then, but first of all, I'm like, I mean, that's even the suspect nothing because Lionel called me. I was like,
hold on. Guys, we're talking about a surprise party that we had for Rochelle because yesterday was her birthday. All right, continue. Go on.
Right. So Lionel called me and when Lionel called me, you know, me, I hurry up to get ready in the car. And he's like, oh, so where are you? And I'm about to go to dinner. So, I'm so embarrassed about this dinner that I'm going to.
Why are you embarrassed about it?
Because we just said dinner, me not picture nobody else there.
Oh.
I don't understand.
Like, gotcha.
What?
So I have in mind that I'm going to actual dinner. Like, mm-hmm. I keep saying I'm going to a dinner.
Yeah.
So the fact that I know what actual dinner Monica can go, me just feel like, oh my gosh. It was just so... I don't know for experience.
But you did look nice. Man, I lied. You did look nice.
Thank you.
And it was... fun. It was like so.
Yo, fun. those things are the best though. Like when they're just random, yeah. And you know.
Yeah. And then everybody just gel, and it was just fun. So yeah, guys, the videos are up on our. Well, If you're not watching, well, some of them will be up on our page. We were live, and that's Power Squad JA at Power Squad JA on Instagram. So let's get into the meat of the matter, guys. What's up?
So now I'm gonna tell you, I'm going to care and say, can you stop at Lionel for a second, please?
I want
just call me to pick up something.
I was she say?
She paused, and she's like, okay.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
So that never. I'm surprised because she know usually Buddha miserable.
What is her birthday? Really? So she kind of
I'm on birthday. You
know? So she kind of said, "Oh, yeah."
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. And then she's like, cool. "So just remember that you have to show me because I don't know his wear." Okay. But thank you guys. I love you guys so much.
You know, when I reach home or on my way home, I thought of the perfect speech. Like, I know exactly what I wanted to say.
Yeah,
but that's fine.
You know, that always happened to me.
Too. But, yeah. I never got to say half of what I wanted to say.
Yeah, Rochelle, when you're going to exam and write the essay and forgot the things the way it actually
is. Yeah, man.
Right.
But anyway, Rochelle, want to say this is on public record. You have a piece of heart here. You have a lovely
heart. Excuse me, we're getting into that. But that's true.
The friendship. Okay, cool, yeah. But got to deal with me.
So what's...
You know, because Lionel, you stand firm, you know. You get me? To deal with me, not easy. And you come from generations. But to find somebody else who stick to... Would deal with me?
Oh,
wow.
Right,
and I feel you have to give it to you, Rochelle. Honestly. Who can see me and still, you know, even when I ugly, see the pretty and still. You get what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
So anyway.
This podcast.
Right, what's good this week? Right? The first thing is Jenny and the mackerel situation.
I don't know why everybody making a big deal out of it. If she won't call her prostitute, what if, I don't see the big deal.
No, but that's what you mean. You don't see the big deal. What she's doing is prostitution?
No, what she done, I don't care. But if Jenny said, don't you think that's prostitution? And she said no, then fine. If Jenny think it's prostitution,
That's not what was said. You watch the thing?
Yeah. She said, but don't you think that is prostitution? You paying, do you having sex and them giving him giving their money or whatever?
Yeah, she's like, when your child say,
oh yeah,
mommy, whatever.
What are you
and you
say?
Know that you're doing prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
What is your explanation to your child? But for a big woman to be saying that to somebody as vulnerable as Michael, I don't think that's right.
But
and that's like passing judgment.
So the thing
on
is,
the girl, because it's not prostitution,
right? So if Mackerel had the you know, was able to answer the question, then I think it would be different. Because if Mackerel could handle herself and say, you know, not say oh no, and just say no or whatever she could say, you know, and handle the situation, then you're saying it probably would have been different.
But
it's not really Jenny. Mm-hmm, Jenny, I don't feel like it's Jenny fault. Jenny wouldn't know, said, the girl wouldn't be able to respond. It should just, well, that's just me.
No, but then she's a mother and she's, it's like, okay, how would she feel if, all right, let's say her daughter is with a man who is taking, because her daughter don't work or whatever, and her daughter is with a man who take care of her or whatever, give her money, and she have sex with a man, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
How should I feel if somebody go on the public ways and call her child a prostitute, and her child can't even defend herself?
Well, it's not her fault that the child couldn't defend herself. She wouldn't know, say, Mackerel wouldn't defend herself. Well, Mackerel would defend herself, no, actually.
Mm-hmm. Then I think it's even about defense. And then the thing too is one of the issues with people at Market is like people are boosting her up. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like after the fact people are saying,
oh, you've met
the woman. Yeah. Oh, you've met the woman and call her, whatever. Make we do a video for answer or whatever. And I think that is one of the issues with these things.
I thought, too. And a big Jane woman. If you're trying to make she get free or
one. Man, and that is funny. That is funny. I get it, but to me, I don't see it as this big. Oh, she needs to apologize.
I think as a big woman, I think as a big woman, she should. Because I don't think the
do
girl
guys
is doing
think
no
that she shouldn't have had her on the show at all or interview her at all. Like, Jen need to find something else to do.
Question. How old is Mackerel? I think that was
18. That is what I was saying.
18.
She's 18?
Yes.
She have a child for True True?
Yes.
Sorry.
Because I heard she was pregnant when she was 13 and all those things. Like, exactly. Those things are even deeper.
Yeah.
And her child is 5. She lose her virginity.
She did?
Like, me not understand as a big woman why that?
Jenny have a talk show?
Yeah.
We never know, like Miss Kitty?
Yeah, something like that, apparently.
Well, if it was a funny, I wouldn't know about Jenny talk show, I swear. So, I guess it, I mean, it's all you have to know, so it's media, you know, so it's all for publicity and stuff like that. So, I mean, she won the views, she gone for Mackerel because Mackerel in the highlight for now, unfortunately. And so, she gone for Mackerel, and you know, she have to ask the question if we call Queenie now, where I go say, so Queenie, you know. You know, we're gonna ask like things we might, you know, no, so whatever. And then we know, say, probably, she may not be able to answer in that moment to defend herself, if anything. I mean, we're not gonna be disrespectful, of course, because we rate the queen to the core, of course, and we are Queenie cool. But you know what I say? Like, we're gonna ask the questions what do people want to hear? Say, yo, so what did happen, you know, with you and whatever. The virginity thing, okay, yes, that's personal. That's her personal business, and that does not need to be public knowledge. And all she has to do is just answer properly. Just say, yo, well, that's
she
not...
She exploit the girl. She exploit her.
She do what? Oh, yeah, and I think that was the biggest issue for me. The fact is that she's a mother, and she a girl, and she's a woman, a mother, a woman, and she see that the girl
the
is
mother
vulnerable.
Cover the woman, but anyway, that's fine. Go ahead.
Right. She's a mother and a woman, and she would exploit a girl younger than her who should be looking up to her. You know what I mean?
Sorry.
That's what I think hurts me more than anything else.
I get
but
you.
The girl, she needs some guidance for real, because
may not even want
at the rate she's going, them just need for put her down now.
It should come in like the girl that we did. I said, clean, pretty teeth. How you go? My skin teen, me a good at. So the tall, skinny lady.
That's an old woman. Oh, Barbara.
Yeah, just like she come in, just like Barbara. Where's that? What is that Barbara now?
Oh, God. It's true. That is true.
It's just that them look different. Them look different from everybody. And whatever, so and that's our own road now. So, what's next?
Right, so the whole Calabar situation, no one care about that.
I don't care about it, but I'd like to know about it.
I think it's the same situation, just something small just being blown out of proportion. Not small, you know, but it just being blown up. I mean, I guess it's because it's Calabar and then it's Champs time and then because something, but I feel like it just blown and it's just being, you know, drawn out, if you ask me. So, I mean, I think I didn't follow it up initially, but now I'm just like, oh, because I see the last thing, something like the teacher said, oh, he had problems when he was younger, something like that. And I'm just like,
yo,
where we reach this
media
far?
Media is a crazy thing, because everything came from that one press conference. Mm-hmm. The man start the press conference talking about, yeah, because him they go there with him lawyer and he's talking about his past and how him reach into teaching and whatever. And he prefaced that conversation by saying, when he was younger, they were going to give him away and whatever. So one lady take him up and he was a 12th child, blah, 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 blah. Growing up, him like engineering, whatever. That's what he wanted to do. Then him end up doing physics. And at UTEC and whatever. And him end up in teaching, right? So that's how that came about. And he spoke about the situation at hand. Now, most people were talking about the whole thing, cancelling, or that the boys weren't punished properly, and whatever.
When did this happen?
After the whole, when did what happen? The press conference?
Yes.
I think it was Friday. I don't know. Right, so the press conference was held on Friday, I think, and they were talking about the whole situation, right? And then, so most people or like the media outlets, they were talking about the real situation. Oh, the boys came for the cuts to do the physics marathon. And there was an altercation with the trap boys, and the trap boy them come rough up the man and chuck him and tell him all kind of something, throw down him phone, step on it, whatever. Right?
Mm-hmm.
it kind of stretched out too, because going to all boys school, I understand how the sports things stay, and it's kind of like, oh, the sports people have the biggest say in certain things, stupid, and like they'll excuse, right? They'll excuse champs boys or football boys because that's basically where them come to school for, and they make your school look good. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So me understand in that sense that the school is going to say, "Yo, we're not gonna really be too harsh. Worst champs have come up," and so the guy, the teacher, got, you know, upset because nothing happened to the boy them and whatever. But there are some inconsistencies in the story, because he's saying that him don't want press charges, him don't want them get kicked from school, him don't want them not take part in champs, but him just feel like, and him don't want the money, but him just feel like the situation was not dealt with properly. Even though they called him and whatever. Apparently, they offered him money to, like, deal with it outside of the media, and he denied that. So, me no know. But something just don't seem right. But I feel champs going on, and they're going to take part.
Champs is this weekend?
Yeah. By next week, it will all be blown over.
Yeah, when KC win. Woo!
Woo!
KC now in though. From a day of great second
four. It's a weekend. In my final year of high school.
That
was like 2012. That was the last time we won.
Yeah, them time there. All right. Yeah, for sure. All righty.
Right. The next issue was the Bridget thing that started on Twitter was about this girl, right? She was at the bus stop and she was waiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a present in her hand.
Oh, so yeah, girl, boyfriend. Oh.
Right. So the other girl. So another girl, she's like, she did there long, right? That's the girl with the gift. So the person who's telling the story went into a store, came back to the bus stop and see the girl same way stand up. So she asked her, "What happened? What's going on?" She's like, "Yo, she bought this gift for her boyfriend and he was
lie. She said she'll be fine. That's what she said first. Okay. And then the girl stand up there and then she beg her for a call. And that's all when she talked on her phone and Musty did say something. I don't remember what she said. If the guy say, "Nah, come," or something.
Mm-hmm.
When she look across the road, she see the guy with somebody else. And she dropped the gift. And it broke. Something went in the bag. I don't remember how much money worth of stuff she said was in the bag.
Yeah, it was $32,000 worth of stuff.
Right.
And she saved it from her lunch money and surprised the boy.
Oh, yeah. I think the guy did must say, "Nah, come," or something like that. And then she give back the girl her phone and the girl said, from the looks of it, she could have said the girl disappointed. And then the girl must have did walk away and must have got to fear her other friend. And then she hears she must scream out the guy's name and drop the bag because she see him cross the road with one next girl.
Right. And then she was saying, "Yo, it was a Clarks in the thing and whatever." She's hurt and she's devastated and whatever. But this guy now, when he Pedro on Twitter, him always talk about him and him girlfriend. I don't know if you guys know the story, but how him did buy him girlfriend one Bridget. Right. One night, him see the girl, like she go one other guy house and other Bridget went by. She wear and like him must say, oh, that's what the part that will burn him the most because you know he make a big sacrifice and bribe the girl to Bridget and the girl go do that to him. Then him start no, then the girl answer back now and say, oh, some man just a look forward, whatever, whatever, whatever. And that the oh the Bridgets were in by the dry rotten and
yes, whatever. Girl.
Huh?
Wait, continue.
Right, so the Bridgets were in by the dry rotten and him never good from the beginning and him not talk about how much bun when she find out say him gear. So it was a big thing. Everybody had talked about Bridgets and auntie.
They were also bashing the girl and saying, oh, she either first spent so much money and buy things for man and us.
Yeah, so as a high school as a girl, high school student.
Yeah, and the other girl said, why them a bash her for actually assure somebody say she care about them or, you know, go the extra mile for somebody that you actually love or whatever. Why them a bash her for that? The other girl did say she never wear the Bridgets go cheat on him because the Bridgets dry rotten and he need to trap trap.
Yeah, because the something happened from 2016 and every other month it come up
him not somehow. For it.
Like people are strange because when you're in quote unquote in love, you do certain things that you'll probably regret afterwards. Like, because as a high schooler, how the hell would I buy something for $30,000 for somebody who you are dating? Seriously?
I guess it's a different generation now. Because back in my days, I wouldn't be able to do it. But I don't know how these high school people are now. I'm assuming it's a whole different thing.
Catch you.
You know, I think so. With technology back in my day, it was like BBM. That's when I was leaving. That was sixth form. No, you know, things just change.
Right, so you think is like parents get more money now or something?
Technology advanced. Change, yes. I just think technology is more advanced now.
First of all, me that for go beg somebody to buy that for me because me don't know when you would I get the time to go buy all of them. Something there.
Oh, yeah, how you have a reach though, yeah.
Exactly. Due to all bus pick me up from my yard and pick me up back from school. Me don't know when me that find time to go do all of them shopping there. And then carry me to go make my parents see. See, I take my money.
Yeah, so that means you don't need to get so much money. Then exactly. You don't need to get so much lunch money because if you can do that with your money, that means you know, yeah, I get too much. Moving on to the meat of the matter, which is like friendships. Zine, I was watching this video about Frenti Messi, right? And they were saying, yo, it's three requirements for any healthy friendship. Zine?
Mm-hmm.
And it was saying, yo, as the world gets better at connecting with the whole internet and the global community, everybody can just, you can just talk. Back in the day, they have to send letters and whatever. People are feeling lonelier more than ever, right? And this lady was talking about the three facets of a good friendship. And she was saying, you know, it's linked in like a triangle, right? And at the base of that triangle is like positivity. So, like, for any relationship, for it to start, you have to feel good with the person. It has to be positive. Like, as friends or whatever, we have to laugh and for it to be maintained. Then she say, yo, consistency. So, after you spark the friendship and everything is positive, everything is good, you have to meet the person over and over again, go out for drinks, go on trips, right? And keep it consistent. Then she talked about to close the triangle is vulnerability, right? So that's where things such as like trust and those things come into play, right? You have to make the person see you as at your most naked points, right? When we talk about that now, we're going to say as things go on and as things change, you're going probably not necessarily see the person as often. You're not going to necessarily be as consistent with their visits or whatever, but that don't necessarily mean that things change, that the friendship is any less beneficial, right? So it's just that you need to point out the things that you're weak in and fix them. So we're gonna do a little
TV
tour. Right. It's called This or That. And you're gonna tell me like which one you would prefer in your friendships. Zin? All right. Would you rather your friend to give you a false compliment or give you the harsh truth?
Harsh truth.
Harsh truth.
Why the harsh truth and not like a false compliment? Suppose you do a haircut and you feel you look nice. And you say, yo, you don't like my haircuts or whatever. Or like it's your wedding day and you do your hair and whatever. You would rather your friend tell you, say, yo, that dress didn't look good or the haircut not look good.
Of course. And my friend for tell me that, you know. And my friend for tell me that. If my friend not tell me that and the other mass attack about it, me I go dog up my friend. You, in your own eye, you look at yourself a certain way while others looking at you a different way. The angle that you're looking at it from, as in, you probably look upon it. You have an eye of, oh, you want something to look. So it kind of cloud you what actually is there. While somebody else I look upon it and I take it at face value and I say it don't turn good. So you would want another person's what? Honest opinion. So yeah, I don't want my friend to tell me the harsh truth. So me can, you know, fix up things.
Yeah, that's true. Would you rather a large group of friends or a smaller group of friends?
Small.
Would you say small to yourself?
Small or large? Medium.
You'd rather. What? So what you call like a medium?
What you have now? You'd call what you have large or what?
What do you call friends? Like.
We just talk about what friends are.
As in, Brittany and Lionel are my friends, but Jamara, Alec, Adija, Janae, they're my friends. Are we extending the...
But you just said there, we just put us all in the same categories. I don't get it. Yes, right. So the two of us are your friends, but those other people are your friends too, so...
Yeah, friends with a light friends.
A light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have close... All right, well, all right, I'm like, thinking...
So you guys so I have my confidence over here, and which are my friends. And then
you're saying you have a close circle. You have a close circle, and then right. So
and then a medium friend.
I think it would include the medium. It depends on the level of the medium. But those mediums that you mentioned, I think they're close enough to be considered the friends that he's category. You know, putting in that category, right? Okay. Well, for me, so for me now, I just have the close ones. I don't have those others. You know, well, yeah. Meaning, I don't have. Apart from the people you know, I don't. Anyway, I say small. My answer is small. All
right.
But I prefer a small group of friends too. It's easier to.
So you consider like, that group small, Lina, or
what group?
Her group.
List of persons that I just named.
Yeah. Small.
Okay, that's small. All right.
Look on our birthdays. Look on my birthday. The people that were there, excluding my cousin, my family, it was a small circle. Because big circle now you would have, you know, everybody and this and that. So.
All right, small.
Yeah, it's the same with basically all. If like we're supposed to do anything, you know, it's like.
We have the same circle. Yeah. For the most part.
Give small and take, guys. One or two. Small.
Yeah.
Would you rather your friend tell you a dirty secret about your partner, or tell you the truth knowing it may hurt?
A dirty secret about him? What, like him stink? Dirty secret? No, I don't understand.
What's a dirty secret? Or you mean something like?
Make him explain.
Them see a partner with somebody else, other than you, in a certain. Positions.
Okay.
And yeah.
Would I rather my friend tell me?
Yeah, or keep the truth, knowing it may hurt you. Like if them tell you. But you know, like you have some friends, right? You have some friendships where if
you're gonna tell your friend, like, say them see a man, the friend are gonna think say you want to take the man or you want to break up the relationship.
I mean, I've been friend there. Like
you seriously. Think so?
Yeah.
So you think that none of your friends would have even think that, oh, you might want to jeopardize relationship in some sort of way. That's why them are going to tell you, say, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Then again, until they're in that the situation, you don't know. But you would rather know the truth, though. Like, if it comes down to that, you'd rather your friend tell you point blank, say, them.
Yeah.
I want the truth all the time. I want the truth all the time. You can, you know, you can detect certain things where you must know the type of relationship you're in, you get me? So you must know the type of friend that you have first and the type of relationship that you're in. So you must know if the friend that you're telling, that's telling you whatever they must say can actually go so, or...
Right.
You must know if any amount of time the friend tell us that them see a man I do this or whatever, you must know when forgot approach your man and how to approach him. Chill yourself. Know the type of relationship that you're in. Know the type of friends that you have. So you must analyze the situation before, you know, you light up.
Yeah, you take it upon yourself. Exactly. And that's true, and that's why you have to evaluate your friends all the time.
Right.
Because there's some friends who will just... Because you have type of friends who just did it because, you know?
Mm.
Them just want... Because them have things called the friendships of utility. Them are going to just use you, forget what they want at the end of the day.
Right.
And
if them see nothing as stop that, them are going to go them hardest.
Exactly. So
it depends on the friend.
Yeah. All right, suppose I tell you that I see X doing Y. You would what would you do?
I just say, "Oh my god." And then you would actually send me a video, of course. I would have talked about it and I would have cut off the person. I wouldn't approach the person, and that's just that.
That's wrong, Brittany.
If you see the video,
it depends on what it is. Like,
on what it is.
If him did same sleeping and then he's there with somebody at somewhere else, then yes, I'm not going to ask anything. Not cut off, but I'm not great. I'm just great to just not.
What if you don't have a video?
If Lionel tell me, then yes. Yeah, I'd believe it.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, of course, why would I be lying?
That's what I'm saying.
I know, but is Lionel telling you this for you to cut him off or for you to confront him and find out?
Sweet. It doesn't matter. That would depend on me.
Oh, yeah. It don't matter because the position is compromising. Okay, yeah. Don't matter.
All right. Would you rather an intense but short friendship or a long and dull one?
Intense.
Yes.
Oh.
How short is short?
Intense and short?
How short is short?
Lord Jesus. a year.
Listen.
Oh, that's not short. That's long.
Not short.
All right, 6 months.
No, relax.
No, 6 months. So it's like a intense 6 months versus a 2 years,
I'll take the six dollars.
Meaning, what would you say, Brittany?
I guess I don't know.
We can't take it for this scam, man.
Okay, then.
We can't. Suppose all right, so.
Just dull for the
I think our friendship.
When we talk, some have to spark. Something have to spark. We can't just dull so you have to message me once a month. Hi.
Rochelle, last night was fun.
Work. Always work. Okay, all the family. Them all right.
But you would...
So what you had this weekend? And we just chat some basic random. Not in the park like, gee, some girl, you know what say? And you know what?
No, but...
Some have to nice up the relationship.
All right, suppose it's like a French... Suppose it's a friendship that... On the dog gone away, on the just talk. Like, suppose on the talk every day, and you know, on the talk about things that happen at work or whatever, and it seems exciting, but on the dog gone away,
we have to go somewhere. I am saying that something has to spark. Like,
okay,
so what kind of friend? One friend we meet over Twitter or something? our long distance friend with?
No, all right, let's say you guys were in high school together. You guys were in high school together.
Seriously?
You know that I get that though, Lionel.
You get what?
Tongue occasionally, and people always say, "Where you get this list tongue from?" All of a sudden,
it's true.
That's true. It's like when I'm talking sweet. Too long, and
I'm nervous, when you blush and attack,
right. I feel like I start tripping over my words. Right, and I come. All right, you meet the person in upper mm-hmm. six, right? Because them just come in your high school, not upper six, and then not a friend and thing. But after upper six, when I go two different mm-hmm. places. Right, and on our friend on the talk every day, and so you have
it still stand
good conversation, and you have whatever, but you have a friend where you're in university with, and you know, hang out, and over the 6 months, you know, go party on this and that. You guys are friends. Which one would you prefer?
Listen.
The one where you don't listen. See, or the one
it
where you
stands.
See?
It still stands. Me can't take your boringness. So, is it that there's going to be a balance? Meaning, say, the boring person will talk some constructive things for 6 months, and the intense friendship for 6 months. So, you kind of have a balance right there. You know, the person that will bring all the excitement to your life is that type of friend. And the other one that is not so high-pitched, but them... conscious, and you know them kind of people with meds and them that thing. But if it's a 2 years long boring ass friendship, I don't want it. I want the spicy 6 months kind of a thing. Guys, life is too short for you to not experience niceness. You know what I'm
saying? I agree.
I write the summer thing, man. Okay. No boringness at the carpet outside.
Okay, Brittany, would you rather a dominant friend or a submissive friend?
Dominant.
Because she's submissive, clearly.
I'm not. Yeah. That's why. No.
So you want dominant pan dominant?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you love it. That's a woolly for sparks, you know, but she loves that. What are you? What about you, Russell?
I want a person that's mixed with both.
Same, but if you had to choose one.
Right, exactly. Which one would you choose?
I'd have to. That one you add, Lionel. Let me see. I have to analyze myself and see which one I'm more of.
You're more submissive, if you ask me.
Yes, I'm more submissive. I can be dominant if I choose to be. So I'm more submissive, so I like a person that's more dominant, but have a little bit of submissiveness, if you get what I'm saying.
Hey, you, Lionel?
For me, in the grand scheme of things, I think a submissive friend I'd prefer.
Okay, then.
No, but that's true. But yeah. All right, so in our circle of friends, right? You know, like the dynamics in our circle of friends.
We stress out daddy every
day. But it's like, you need a mix of different personalities. Like, how would you describe it? Like, how would you describe our circle, that the things that makes it work? If you get what I'm saying?
Overall, you, Lionel is a thing.
Lionel.
Meaning
you're the link though. If it wasn't for Lionel, I wouldn't know you.
No, that's not what he's asking.
I know.
He's asking what?
Okay, dominant friend. Go ahead.
He's asking Brittany, understand what he's asking or not?
Yeah, but I still started. from the foundation.
She's responding, but she just started.
I start. Right. That's how I talk. I like. I go. You know. Oh,
okay.
I don't
bring up what is she. Okay. I'm back, girl. Mm. All
right. Yeah, so that people can understand where I'm coming from. Okay. I give a comprehensive response.
Sorry about
but,
that.
Yeah, but what's the C word again?
Compromise?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
What do you think?
Well,
what do you think, Kristen?
For me, I think it's it's intriguing. Right, it's interesting. It's even though we understand each other sometimes, or most times.
Compromise and understanding, because initially a lot of people apparently think I don't like them. Like a lot of people who Lionel, like if Lionel gets a new friend, they're usually threatened by me. That's the truth. And them bustle it up and make it sound like oh, I don't think she like me, because they're threatened by me, right? But it's the truth. It's always the same story. But
That's true though.
But and then I guess I don't know, I guess I come off strong to people. Like, and I let my personality come off strong, I guess. But no,
because
I'm so bubbly.
You're so shy,
yeah,
and whatever.
And so not charming, but you know, I have that persona. I don't have like a stink face. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, hi. So it's kind
of
because
you're very, what you call that now? Possessive.
You think so?
That's the word I'm looking for.
I'm not. I think people know.
Yes, that is it. I think so. You give off like sharp.
No, I think you
sharp.
But I wouldn't even meet the person yet. Like, that's the thing. So probably you or they just perceive it to be like that. But I'm not. I don't think you think I give that off to say, oh.
Yes, subtly you do. Like, you'd probably say or do things that people would say, oh, all right, so that's your friend and not. And you know, share. So it's a matter of, you see, like how me, I'm very planny and very driven and very, I want to do this and whatever. And you guys will kind of run with whatever I say, right? But at the same time, you guys have a mind of your own, which I love, and you guys, you know, on the smart and like, we can talk and we can chill. I think Rochelle plays a good role in mediating certain things. She will not take up things and keep them in her heart or whatever. She knows how to let it flow, let it out. And Brittany just strong-willed and whatever. So like the dynamic, it's like a really good mix of personalities that make things flow well. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, Lionel is the diffuser.
You think so? You think I'm the diffuser?
Most times, yes. You say, guys, we will not have this now, or we're not going to do this, or Rochelle.
We all have our times when we set up.
Or Brittany. Lionel says it most, because Brittany and I are always, well, not always, but we get at it sometimes. And piss daddy off.
Yeah, right,
so he's the diffuser.
Yeah, why PC was so much like
why? Because me just prefer peace.
Yeah,
and,
but we now
yeah,
mean
me
it.
Just, me know you don't mean it, but at the end of the day, like I have anxiety issues and like things just settle on me. So if my two nephews are a joke and one just whatever, me just know say everything settle out, or like there is peace before I can have peace within myself. You understand what that?
Okay.
So so like if the two of them are back and forth, and me just feel like it not done, me now go feel good within myself. So it's like a personal thing. I'm end up taking it personal when it shouldn't be taken personal.
Mm-hmm. And then when daddy gets,
which is.
And then when Lionel gets tipped off, we don't like that. It's kind of, you know, chill our spirit.
Okay.
And we have to think about what to do to get him back in the group.
Chill your spirit.
Tap it down. Oh.
No.
Because sometimes we ask me, daddy, all right? You know, want to Lionel. Or daddy upset. So tapping nice.
But that is so.
That is so
frequent. So that's fine.
No, but you can know, like, if me I be miserable, if I not take too long to get ready, I'm going to go somewhere that different because that's just me.
I yo, you love that one example. Like, live for
no,
that
but,
one.
No, but I'm saying, no, that one is like, if I'm upset about that and I'm in a business with that different versus other reasons that I may get upset, which I can't really recall right now. If you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
What's one mistake that you made in any friendship? That you made in any friendship that you wish you didn't make?
Can I go first? Well, you said one. Mm-mm. Two me have.
Go ahead, go ahead. Brittany have none.
Brittany, really? I'm starting to think. Brittany,
go on.
Start. But I have this one friend that
Listen, go off of your own experience with me, okay?
Mm-hmm. So I have this, maybe it's because, how would I put this now? I never really used to show love to people, like, you know, friends that you really appreciate, like, acknowledging them and letting them know that you appreciate them rather than be aggressive towards them or whatever. And I actually, this is really bad, but I let a temporary emotion for another friend get in between the friendship that person and I had. So, like, we used to rough up the friend, like, rough them up. And it's what I want to do, or we're doing nothing at all.
You couldn't.
There was, like, a bossy kind of a thing.
Okay.
And then I met somebody else. Another friend, and then, you know, we basically just threw the whole old friend away.
Oh, you wish you didn't do that?
Yeah, I wish I didn't do that. But, you know, I like when people are matured. speaking for myself, where I can apologize and, you know, mend things, because it was a good friendship.
So what about the second story?
Oh, the second story was actually with Brittany, where... Let's say I got jealous, basically.
If it's me, you can call it in. But if anybody else involved, if anybody else involved, then no.
Yeah.
My other friend, let's say it was a matter of jealousy where I guess it's karma for that bad friendship. So I was the friend, so... She found a new friend, and I got jealous, and I made a statement that she held against me. Brittany, of course, nobody else. But yeah, we have grown and come to terms.
Oh, so you wish that you never said that out of jealousy? Okay. So I have this friend, right? We are pretty close. Or we're pretty close. And the person liked somebody, right? And they were in a little thing with the person. Mm-hmm. Zin? Mm-hmm. Follow me? Right.
On top of that one, you know.
I start, like, okay, their thing ended, and, well, not ended, but it ended, if you know what I mean. So the person still have feelings, but they moved on-ish, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. It's one of those kind of relationship that if both persons agree, they could rekindle?
Something like that, right. Right. But
then it end.
At that time... Right, and they're done. I now started to talk to the person that my friend was in that weird situation with.
They what now?
Right. So it was very, it was not sexual or anything like that, but the talkings and the stuff discussed were very, you know, misplaced. And they shouldn't have happened, as, you know, my friend.
The devil is a liar. Friends. Just repeat that.
Right. So, it went on for a little while, a few weeks.
And nothing sexual
Months. Nothing sexual ever happened.
Okay, great.
But it ended up that the friend found out, and I didn't tell the friend. And that almost ended because of the situation. And it's even presently a little weird because of the situation. So that's one thing I regret.
Oh, God.
So
you felt like shit?
That was that. Of course. And then worse, because it was, in my opinion, nothing like that.
Yeah, but the other party wouldn't see it as that. And you didn't know what to say or what to do for the person.
Exactly. And then, you know what? I'm very, as everybody knows, I'm not confrontational. So
it was very difficult to do. Oh, God. You know, we should not know, but...
Exactly, because me just sit down and then maybe I have to grow up and kind of, you know? And that was the first time anything like that has ever happened to me.
Is it the last?
Of course, because me not do that again.
That's good.
So, yeah. Here's the question for the night. Zine? Mm-hmm. Brittany?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I planned a trip to Damrep for my birthday and invited 5 of my friends. I booked a condo on the oceanfront and I made plans for the activities to do whilst we were getting there. And that included getting drunk and high, of course. All these plans, I included my best friend. Everyone said they could make it, except the one person I expected to hear from first. She said her man was graduating from college that same week and that she had to be there for him. Note that we made these plans together. Coming closer to the event, everybody bought their tickets and all. 8 weeks out, she messaged me to ask if she could not only come the day following her man's graduation, but she asked if she could bring him. Am I wrong to feel some kind of way about this request? I want to say no, but there are already other males on the trip, and I don't want her to feel any way. To compound the issue, she's asking me to purchase their ticket in advance. What should I say or do? Rochelle, what would you do?
It's what kind of trip is it? Is it just a friends trip? Was it said that just friends only or whatever? Well, all right, first of all, how long is the trip? I don't know how I feel about that, you know, because if she said that she's gonna go to the graduation on the day, we're gonna go and then come the following day, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But if it's a friends trip where it's friends alone apart, bitch, no. Let your man stay at the graduation. Don't take him with you.
But the graduation is probably one day.
No, so I'm in a business. Don't. Make him stay over there. So it's a friend's vibe. No, nobody now go run off here. So with them man and them woman, everybody, we are friend and we are par and we are chill. You know, your man now come. Worse, but now pay for your man come. So, yes, you can go to your man's graduation and come the following day. No, your man cannot come. Throw the old man away for the friend's trip.
Mm-mm. So, you would buy the ticket for her,
though? Yeah, I'd buy the ticket for her.
Okay.
No, no problem.
So, what you say, Brittany?
You can summarize the story.
All right. So, you and your best friend plan a trip for go Damrep. Zine for her birthday. Uh-huh. She some weeks after she tells us, boom, she can't come because her man graduate the day when they now leave. And, right, so she not about to come.
Mm-hmm.
Zine? Mm-hmm. Then she come back now after everybody buy them ticket and place, book and everything. She say, oh, she won't come, but she can't come on the day when everybody leave. She have to come the following day and she have to bring her man.
Mm-hmm.
Zine, not only that, she have begged to buy the 2 tickets them.
All right, what's the question?
She feels bad, so What should they do or say in the situation?
No, I wouldn't feel bad. What do you mean? Feel bad because you can't pay for the friend and the man? Anyways, no problem. We should don't come on the day and she come after with her man. That's no problem. But why would I pay for the friend and her man? I'm confused right there. What kind of man? What is that?
She'll borrow the money.
No, her. That is what kind of my friend cannot have a man like that. No, what is that? What is happening right there? No, just no.
Yes, Lord.
Also, if them can't afford the ticket, so you're saying, all right, cool, it's cool if you can't come on the first day and you can come and carry a man if you want, but me not buy the ticket. Then.
Why would saying. I buy the ticket? So she bought the tickets for all the other friends?
No, everybody buy them tickets and trip plan and everything, but she can't pay for the ticket. No, she want you buy them.
So who was going to pay for it when she was flying out the first day? It's just going to fly with everybody who was buying that ticket.
Oh yeah, because she probably spend up the money for the graduation. She probably have a celebration.
Anyway, I would not feel bad. I don't see why I'd feel bad. I'm confused. She stayed back so to go to this boy's graduation, and then so you put him first in that scenario. Then you want me to. No, what? I don't want that. No, that's not her mind.
Oh, so you're just.
I wouldn't feel bad. No, for sure, I wouldn't feel bad. So she come. So what she mean? Thing. You must pay for she and the man. You come then, girl. Come, girl. I'm confused. Why would the other man drop in? Like, no, I mean, I understand this scenario. If it was a case where she said, "All right, can I come? Whatever," and then the man will come, but whatever. But that I don't understand that scenario. Why would the man? Him don't have a home in Jamaica or something like that. I mean, I exactly. get the point.
Why not stay home then? If
you yeah, I don't get how him come in.
Keep what she said. She said, where should we wait about the man? Throw the
yeah, home now, eh? Make him stay at the graduation. if she insists, she and him can stay at graduation.
That's it for tonight, guys. Oh, next week we're going to talk about like high school stories, like the fights and the, like the interesting stuff in high school. So, you know, you guys don't want to miss that.
Yeah, man. Guys, see you next week. PSJ speaks.